Happy birthday! End of the show.
Back to school, baby.
Oh my god, you look so cute with your little back to school backpack on, Turtle.
Dude, I went everywhere to try to find a trapper keeper.
Oh my gosh, there's nothing like it anymore.
Nothing. I actually had to go on eBay and buy a trapper keeper, my Dawson's Creek trapper keeper, as you can see.
Oh my god, right, I here. Love it. I didn't even know you liked Dawson Creek.
Oh Dawson's my Creek. God, you didn't know? You what? Dude, do you? Okay, all right. All right, stop everything.
Back to school time.
Yeah, back to school time. I've been obsessed with Katie Holmes for like 1,000 years.
So how do you feel about the fact that she's with douchebag Tom Cruise now?
You know what? I don't care.
She's kind of not the same Katie Holmes as what we grew up knowing, though.
She's a different model
now. She's like totally like a grown woman, mother.
Exactly.
You know?
I was so obsessed with her, you know, and like... You know, the whole back to school thing. Like, do you have any like favorite memories?
This is like, yeah. I mean, back to school time. It's so funny, like to see like all the kids like out and about around Los Angeles right now. This was always like such an exciting time, but it came down to what was the outfit that you were gonna wear on the first day of school. You have to like plan the whole week though. I mean, everything from like what you're wearing to your shoes to your socks, your hair. I mean, it's like such a big deal.
And by the way, I don't know about you, but like I only got four new outfits, but like within those four, I like had to like
you would like switch it and layer it and make it happen
exactly. And I remember every night, or the first night, I would go. My mom would take me to like Kmart or whatever, and then like I would get my pro wings out of layaway.
I love it.
Oh yeah. And then like I'd have my clothes all ready, and then I like stack it all perfect.
Did you iron like crispy creases in your jeans?
No, because I wasn't into ironing.
You like totally like what was your style when you were like growing up?
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily had a style.
I don't think you really have style right now anyway. I don't even know why I asked.
It's never even changed.
Hey, so listen, we back to school time. This is an exciting time of year. I can't believe that the summer is over and we're into fall, but we also, aside from back to school, we are celebrating.
Yeah, our birthday,
birthday, 2 years with EnterTheShell.com.
Yeah, the terrible twos.
The terrible twos, and we are just getting more terrible as we go. Well, you know, in honor of everything that is back to school and birthday time, Turtle actually had a chance to sit down with a group called Julius C.
Yeah.
And there's like really, we were just sitting here trying to figure out how we would describe these guys.
Well, here's the thing. let me just cut you off right there. By the way, I'm a little sick. That's why I've been spending my time. I ate some eggs.
Because he's been sitting outside watching these little kids go to school.
I have.
You pedophile.
But no. Well, let's stick
real quick. Let's talk about Julius C.
Let's talk about Julius C real quick.
Go for it. Give it to me.
So we met them. Well,
we mean
Sarah. Well, Sarah, actually, yeah. They contacted Sarah on EnterTheShell.com.
Our amazing editor-in-chief.
Yeah, amazing editor-in-chief. And they said, hey, we would like, you know, for you to check us out. So they sent her an advanced copy of their album, which is going to be out sometime in October. You could actually read that review of that album on the website and on our show. Because
cool.
We linked back to that.
Heck yeah.
And Sarah was just like, wow, these guys are amazing. And what she loved about them is what you're going through right now is that they're undescribable.
Yeah, it's just like there's no way to like pinpoint it. Normally people are like, oh yeah, I'm rock, I'm indie, I'm hip hop. These guys are like,
yeah, they got a little bit of like funk, they got a little bit of disco peppered with a little bit of 90s alternative.
Like it's just, it's tasty.
It is.
It's really tasty. And for those of you that have not experienced Julia C, we're going to give you a little tease, a little taste, a little appetize. We're going to start it off with their song Don't Want Anybody. And after the song, we're going to take a listen into Turtle's interview with Jay from Julia C right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Yo, this is Jay from Julia C. And when we are not sleeping, eating pizza, watching Entourage, trading silly bands, or playing music, we are listening to Enter the Shell. Kazam.
Snippet of Don't Want Anybody from the band Julia C. And with me right now is Jay, the lead vocals and rhythm guitar. How's it going, Jay?
Yo, how's it doing, Turtle?
It's going really good, dude. I really like your guys' band. And what was cool is that, like, you know, we have like 1,000 producers just out there looking for, you know, material, looking for really cool bands that are just, you know, right on the money with things. And then, you know, Sarah came along and she's like, hey, I found this really cool band, or I don't know if you found her, but through some crazy way of like the interweb, we found each other. And she got a copy of your soon to be released album, which is out in October sometime, and that's going to be your Okay Okay album. And we got to listen to it. And what was cool was she was telling me, she's like, look, you have to listen to it in a car. And so we jumped in a car and we started driving out in L.A., just kind of cruising, listening to your album, a little preview of it. And what I noticed was that you guys cover like such a wide genre in your album. Was that kind of something that you just stumbled upon, or what was that all about?
It was just a mistake. Like, we just totally screwed up. We meant to write a rock album, and then all that. No, I'm joking with you.
I knew it!
No, I mean, basically, I'm here right now sitting next to Mike. He is a songwriter and bass player in the band, and Jason as well, keyboard player. And we just like a lot of different kinds of music. And basically, with this record, we kind of took the approach of whoever felt very passionate about a song, we would all support them and just kind of go till the end till the song became, you know, what that person wanted it to be. And we all put in what we thought could benefit the song creatively, artistically. So I think that's where the album got its diversity. And also, you know, I don't think everything's completely genre-fied, but you have songs that have a disco feel and a rock feel and more intimate, you know, like an acoustic singer-songwriter type stuff. And, it just came from a lot of different places creatively from three different people.
We just heard the song Don't Want Anybody, and I got to check out your guys' music video. When you guys were filming, did you guys just walk around in those crazy gorilla suits and get reaction from people, or was that kind of staged, or what was that all about?
No, we walked around in those gorilla suits in Central Park. It was about probably 100 plus degrees inside those suits. Probably the best thing that happened is we're shooting the video on a bunch of rocks, like a pretty cliche place in Central Park, and we hear sirens from a police car. And the director's like, all right, guys, just chill. I'm going to go, like, smooth talk the police officer. And he comes back, and he's like, dude, the cop wants to be in the video. He's loving it. So the police officer, like, got in the video, and at the end, he'd, like, siren to express his love of the gorilla suit. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome. We just walked around in gorilla suits all day at Central Park.
That wasn't awkward, just walking around in a gorilla suit, like, walking up getting, like, a hot dog or something like that?
I think we found it empowering, to be honest. It was pretty awesome. You know, you got to feel how often you get to walk around Central Park in a gorilla suit. I don't think it happens. I've never done it before. I don't know if we'll ever do it again, but God, I hope so.
I love it. Okay, so what we're gonna do now is we are gonna get another snippet of Julius C, and we're gonna play Lost Deep in the Sieve right here on the End of the Shell Show. Are back, and I'm here talking with Jay from Julius C, and of course their album is gonna be out in sometime in October, and that's gonna be okay. Now that song Lost Deep in the Sieve, right? I saw another video, and what's cool about just like you guys is that you guys have videos, you guys have, you know, audio. There's just so much that people can, you know, look for with you guys. You guys are so like multimedia, and I noticed that you guys played that song to a baby, right?
Yes.
But like what I found like really kind of just brilliant about that is that the thing about babies is they can't lie, you know. They are not even kind of bred with knowledge of music. And, you know, that's one key ingredient about babies is that you could put them in front of a television or in front of a radio or, you know, play them a CD, and they'll give you their honest criticism whether or not they're going to like it or not. And I found that just kind of endearing that you guys would do that in front of a baby, because kind of they're the ultimate test of whether or not you guys sound good. Because if a baby likes it, chances are a lot more people are going to like it. Did you find that when filming that?
Well, you know, as soon as we turned off the camera, that baby just started hysterically crying, just like falling, tears everywhere. She was screaming. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure. You know, after that, I was a little concerned that maybe people wouldn't like us and the song wouldn't go well. But, I don't really know how that happened, to be honest. We were on tour with another band, and one of their sisters had a baby, and we were like, "Dude, let's play the song for your baby."
Do you find playing in front of babies is relieving? Do you test out material in front of babies or anything like that?
Oh yeah, constantly. I mean, we're going into Central Park in gorilla suits, testing our songs out in front of babies. I mean, do you do that, right? Yeah, we like to do a lot of baby field testing. Baby testing, we call it.
Yeah. Now, you guys, in support of your upcoming album that's going to be out in October, okay?
Oh, Mike's here with me. He says, some companies have beta testing, we have baby testing.
I love
here
it.
With Julie.
It's a foolproof method. Now, your guys' album, it's going to be out sometime in October, and you guys are kind of doing kind of a lead-up thing. You guys are doing 30 days, 30 shows, a big tour. What's wrong with you guys? Are you guys trying to kill yourself or something? That's kind of a hectic schedule.
Well, the thing that's amazing about it is the tour is actually in our hometown. So the tour is in New York City. But yeah, I'd say we're a little crazy. We've got some new people that are playing with us this month. And really just wanted the opportunity to go out and destroy New York City with our rock every single day. Sometimes twice a day.
Sometimes.
With babies.
Don't you think that's going to get not necessarily tiresome, but you guys are going to kind of get into some sort of rhythm? And, you know, what are you going to do to keep every day fresh rather than just turning it into some sort of rhythm where everything just kind of becomes stale?
Well, the shows will be different. Like, some of them are acoustic shows in a park. One is like an acoustic show that's actually like mic'd and all that in a hotel. They're in different venues. We have different bands opening for us. We got some cool people like Pete Francis. He was one of the singers from Dispatch. He's going to be playing with us on the 12th. We just got a bunch of people coming in, and the truth is we have a lot of fun together.
That's just going to add. That's just going to add to the show.
Yeah, we'll laugh a lot, play some music, and, you know, throw a baby in here and there.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we are going to play Party and Dance. We're just going to give you a little appetize. And, well, like I said earlier, this band just, you know, there's no such thing as a specific hole you can put them in. And this song is kind of a disco song. So here it is, Party Dance, right here on the End of the Shell Show. The End of the Shell Show, and you just heard Party and Dance from Julia C. Their album comes out sometime in October. It's going to be called Okay Okay. Like I said before, you guys kind of, you know, do a kind of pop rock with some disco to it. And what I like about that is that, you know, we talked about this earlier. You guys just don't believe in just pegging yourself into one hole. Is that because, you know, when you guys started like 7 years ago, this was what you guys really wanted, or, you know, you guys just evolved into that?
I think it's more of an evolution. Yeah, I don't think we really tried to do it. This last album for us really was a turning point. It was kind of everything or nothing. You know, we're going to go all in, and if it worked, we're going to stay together and push forward, and if it didn't, we would have all parted ways and done our own musical things individually. So with that attitude, we just moved into the house and played a lot of music, and different things came out. We definitely didn't go out being like, yo, let's make a genre defying record. It was just, let's write some songs that we love, do our best, and see what it sounds like. And it ended up sounding kind of crazy and having a lot of different genres in it.
Now, the thing about you guys is that you guys have had kind of a lot of people coming through, and you guys have split up, maybe like once or twice, right?
Well, not exactly. We've never actually split up, like the core. Jason, Mike, and myself have somehow pushed through for the last 7 years together. But we've had a lot of drummers. We've had some Spinal Tap syndrome. We've had like at least four or five. Some of them have done illegal things. We had to kick them out of the band. Some had tattoos. Some had babies, like post, like actual babies, like they had them, right, and now they have to raise them. So, you know, just lots of change within the band. But no, we've stayed pretty strong, the three of us.
What was it that kept you guys strong? I mean, you guys have been going at it for several years now, and, you know, with these lineup changes with the drummer, I mean, to me that seems to be a lot of cumbersome, you know. And you guys just kept on going. Did you guys just sit down and talk and say, hey, you know what, we really believe in what we're doing, let's keep on going? Or was there some sort of turmoil at one point?
I think there's a lot of things that we've gone through that really tested us. Like, we did something about, I don't know, it might have been 2 or 3 years ago, we went on a show called The Next Great American Band. I think that was the name. It was like American Idol for bands, and they flew us out to LA, and we were in like the top 60, and basically half the band didn't want to do it and half the band did want to do it, and it really almost broke us up to a point where we were like not really sure that we're all on the same page and that we can move forward. But I think after we came home and spent some more time and kept pushing through with the music, there's something, I don't know what it is, but there's something about all of us that we really believe makes us unique when we're all playing together. And I think in the end, despite any sort of turmoil that we go through, that kind of keeps us going through on a serious note.
Now, on another serious note, you love Lady Gaga, right? You think she's a badass.
Yeah, how'd you know that I love Lady Gaga?
Because I know everything. I'm a turtle. I just know things.
Yeah, I think Lady Gaga is a badass, straight up.
Now when you're performing or anything, do you try to channel her or what's going on here? Are you some sort of stalker?
Do I try to channel Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Yeah, in moments, like I'll try to channel some Gaga through my foot and be like, left foot, hopefully you will have the essence of Gaga in this performance of Party and Dance in Manhattan, and like my foot will go like, and be all crazy. But otherwise, I mean, there's an innate Gaga inside of me.
Do you think that there's an innate Gaga inside of everybody or just yourself?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Especially children.
It always comes back to children. Always. I love it.
No, yeah. I mean, Lady Gaga's just insane. She's not afraid of anything. I think that's awesome.
Lastly, you know, you guys say that you play with one goal in mind, and that's to play your music loud and all the time. Are you still, you know, keeping with that mantra?
Play loud all the time. Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, in rehearsal, we definitely play loud all the time. And at shows, I would say we play loud most of the time. And then there are points where we don't play loud so that the times when we're playing loud seem louder.
Wow. I like that. I like that. Jay, it was a pleasure talking with you. Lastly, I noticed that you guys are giving away an iPad. How can people enter for that?
It was actually for our summer tour. We toured summer camps, about 32 summer camps this summer, and the kids entered to win the iPad. We're actually going to be doing the drawing for the raffle on September 1st. So, unfortunately, the raffle is closed, but I'm sure that we'll raffle off something else ridiculous in the years to come.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to play just another little appetite, but this time this is for the ladies, okay? We're going to play same old song, and this is just a sweet song that you would probably put on a mixtape for a girl, you know, and, you know, maybe, you know, bring some wine or, I don't know, a root beer float or something like that. And then,
yeah.
And then at the end of the show, what we're going to do is we're going to play you the full version of Don't Want Anybody. Jay, stay on the line because I'm going to try to see if I can't get that iPad, okay? We'll have more.
Yeah, we can work. I mean, Turtle, we can work something out. You know how we do.
Exactly. We have more to come. So sit back. Here's same old song right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Peace.
Sing for me, and I'll sing for you. And then you'll see you've got someone. Smile for me, and I'll smile too. And then you'll know you've got someone watching over you. Everything comes to the beginning in the end, and everything is nothing when we're in bed.
Hello, Enter the Shell. This is Katie Costello, and I'm wishing you a very, very happy birthday. You deserve it. Good day.
All right, you lucky dog. Nice job. Nice job, Julia C. I got to get them on my iPod. They're going to be a part of my new mix, my new Funkalicious fall mix. Maybe I'm going to write a blog on what my Funkalicious fall mix is.
I think the people would enjoy that.
I think they would, too. So, aside from... Boo.
No, that was ooh.
Me. Oh, it was a ooh? Yeah. Oh, I thought... Oh, I thought you assholes were booing me. I'm like, get out of the studio.
No, people are intrigued. They're intrigued.
So, aside from back to school stuff, what's been cracking in your world?
You know what? Other than being sick and...
Did you really eat eggs and get sick? Or no, what's going on?
No. I've been telling that to people just to see their reaction and see if they would, like, run away from me or anything like that.
People just run away regardless if you're sick or not.
That's what I found out. I was like, you guys just leave in general. You guys just
like, wait, I wanted to tell you why I was sick. Yeah, well, you know, we just got over, like, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood. We had the Emmys last weekend, and I was doing some stuff on the red carpet with a pre-Emmy party on, what was it, Friday. So I met Lo Bosworth from The Hills, and I know you're a huge Hills fan.
Huge Hills, huge. And the one thing I always wanted to know about Lo, see, here's the thing about Lo, you know, because I'm such an
avid. You want the lowdown on Lo?
I do, because she was like this ancillary character that just kind of got pushed into the limelight. And, you know, she really didn't add anything to
the show. She was just kind of there.
She was just there. Exactly.
She totally was.
And then when Alcee left, you know, they brought her
she
in.
Totally jumped, kind of, she jumped on the bandwagon, mm-hmm. and now she's, like, totally riding the ride.
Exactly.
Well, I guess, you know, I had a chance to talk to her on the red carpet. The event was actually for, it was a benefit for Children United Nations. And Lo has been involved with this charity. So we talked a little bit about that, but she was telling me that she's got... actually, she's got a project that she's working on right now. She wrote a book on relationships.
Okay.
And it's going to be called The Lowdown.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What does she know about relationships? She kept all of her relationships on the Hills, like...
Like, totally on the down low.
On the down low. And it's like, come on, dude. Like, I want
to... I know. Well, because when we were talking on the red carpet, she's like, you know, because of all my relationship experience. And I'm just like, you know, it'd be one thing if, like, the whole world saw it. But that's just like me writing a book on relationships and being like, read it. And everyone's like, wait, what do you know? You know what I mean? Like, what? She really hasn't had her stuff out there to be like a relationship expert. But I mean, hey, Lo, listen, I'll check out your book. Props to you. I do have to say, you know, she looked lovely. She was a lovely person.
Is she really skinny? She was chunky in the beginning of,
like,
The
Hills. I don't think I would say that she was really skinny. Like, she, I think she looks good. She's not, like, waify Hollywood thin. Mm. And it's always hard, like, with these reality chicks and, you know, these rich little, you know, California girls. You never know if they, like, live up to the stereotype. But she was actually very sweet. I have a picture of her, on my Facebook page, if you guys want to check it out.
Maybe we'll put that on the site or something like that.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw it up there so you guys can check it out.
So you're at the Emmys. Well, you know what? This year for the Emmys, I
was so, like, checked out. You know, everybody is, like, obsessed with, like, Mad Men. Okay. Have you watched that show?
You know what? I actually won the first... What's that? The first season. I actually won that, and it came with a really cool
DVD
of the entire season and a really cool, like, Mad Men lighter.
Oh, sweet.
It's really cool, and unfortunately, I have not looked into it yet.
And unfortunately, you lost the lighter, too.
No. I still have it. Maybe I'll give it away as, like, a raffle prize or something like that.
Well, I mean, the Emmys
people want that.
The Emmys have come and gone, but I mean, you know, the Enter the Shell birthday. I mean, we're going to celebrate this second birthday of the whole year.
Oh, so
we want everyone to jump on the bandwagon and start celebrating with us. What that means is checking out our website, Facebook, YouTube videos. I mean, there's just a whole lot going on. We've got a new resident writer, Richard, who's just been popping out some awesome stuff. And then, of course, Sarah and Milo. I mean, I wanted to take this time to kind of give a little Enter the Shell love to the crew.
I want to know what's been your favorite, like, you know, in this venture. Because, see, this is the thing. You came on a year later.
Right.
From when, like, I went. See, here's the thing. I went out and I was at a job, right? And it was getting me nowhere. I was really not accomplishing anything.
You were a loser.
I was doing these podcasts, but you could only get them through, like, MySpace if you were, like, friends of me through MySpace. And when I was at school, when I was going to college, you know, it's such the typical, you know, I was doing it, you know, at the college radio station. I was like, you know what, this is kind of fun. I think I'm going to keep on doing this.
Right.
But finally, like, you know, I kept on doing it kind of on the down low, I guess.
And then all of a sudden you're, like, all over Los Angeles, and everybody's like, dude.
Exactly. Everyone's like, dude, you need to get a website. So I said, okay, fine. And I looked up Enter the Shell. And guess what?
It was available.
It was available. I was like, this is a gold mine. How could it be available?
Right.
So I went out and I bought it. And then within a year later, you know, I had you fall into my lap.
I was like, I was eating putty out of your hands.
Right. And, you know, for those that followed the old show, you know, we had, you know, Justin, Dr. J, he was there. And then
we've had just an eclectic little transition and it, like all of the shows too. And it's just been so great too to see, like, for me, I think the most exciting thing has been the evolution of our relationship with these artists. You know, like, we've always covered, don't mind Charlie's just dying.
I'm just dying.
No, but, you know, we've always just covered so many cool stories and kind of what's happening in the music world and beyond. But, like, it's just been so cool, the response and getting all these amazing, you know, artists and musicians on the show and stuff, you know?
The craziest thing, though, was when we started doing the EPs.
Oh, yeah. Those are by far, like, my favorite thing that we do. And for those of you that aren't familiar, the EP album, the EP show is something that we do once a month. We highlight all of the guests and whatnot that have been on the show. And it's basically like this beautiful, like, free sampler of music and kind of a look back into interviews and whatnot. And just a ton of cool things going on. And, you know, a ton more to look forward to. So make sure that you are spreading the word. You're joining our music movement. Check us out on enterthesheld.com. And of course, become friends with us on Facebook, Twitter. Keep up with us. And what is this?
Special announcement.
Oh my goodness. Let's hear it.
I had to call the trumpets in. Well, okay. So it's a special announcement, but this is going to come in about, I want to say by the end of October. But I'm just really excited. And it might actually come sooner than that. I've been working on this project for, I want to say, about 3 months now. Well, actually, I've been working on this project for about a year, but it hasn't been until the last three months.
3 months, it's really kicking off for you?
Yeah, that is. Okay. It's been beyond kicking up. So if I can get a drum roll.
Our little midget drum roller.
So here's the thing.
Let's hear it.
By the end of the month, we will have how do I put this? We'll have a brand new station. We'll have Enter the Shell Radio.
We're going worldwide. I mean, we are already on the World Wide Web, and we are doing big things with iTunes and in your iPod. But Turtle has just been putting in endless hours. We've just been coming together as Enter the Shell has just been taking leaps and bounds from our amazing blogs to the show, to the website. We're taking it a step further, and we are going to have this radio station that's going to be streaming
on Enter the Shell.
All of the music. So this is your chance as an artist. This is why you're going to want to really get involved. And this is why we want to hear from you. This is your opportunity not only to be on the show with the lovely Turtle and myself, but to be featured and have your music streaming on this worldwide radio station for people to listen to all over the world. I mean, what a better way to build a fan base and get yourself out there.
Exactly. How about this? Let's take a real quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll jump into some juicy gossip. What do you think?
Sounds amazing.
Okay. All that and more right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Hey, it's Lucy Schwartz. Just calling to say happy birthday to you and to the show. It's very exciting what you guys have been doing, and you're always finding great music. So, congratulations.
When we were young, we were small, but we didn't know it.
Oh my goodness, all these birthday shout outs. We're getting calls in from some of our favorite people. Yeah. This is fantastic.
All this love just is going about. All this good karma.
All this fall love karma.
Exactly. And you know what else brings good karma?
Let's hear it.
Well, I don't know if it brings good karma.
But it makes us feel good about ourselves.
It's a time for Kai Celebrity Corner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, forget the Emmys and forget everything else that's going on. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in Hollywood right this moment. And let me tell you, Paris Hilton, she's been kind of on, you know, on the sidelines. I haven't really heard about her lately.
Is that a good thing? I think it is.
Well, for her, probably not. And so I think that that's why I'm about to share with you what's really going on. So Little Miss Paris Hilton was in Las Vegas. And, you know, she had actually pulled out some lip gloss, to put some lip gloss on at, I think she was at the Wynn.
The Quinn?
The Wynn.
The Quinn.
This is information that I got exclusively for us from Access Hollywood.
They called you. They're like, hi.
They're like, hi. This, like, we need you to know this. Okay, so here's the funny thing. She actually had a security person that she was waiting for. She was waiting for a female officer to arrive to take her to the bathroom.
What?
And so...
Why did she want to, like, drop a deuce by herself?
You know, she's a diva.
Okay.
Okay, but listen to this. She reaches into her purse to grab, like, her lip gloss, and a little baggie of cocaine falls out. Right in front
of... That happens all the time, though.
Right in front of an officer.
Was it... What? I mean, and let me guess, the officer turned her in.
Yeah, she's in trouble.
But that's good on the officer. That's when you know, hey, you know what?
I know. It's like, now that Lindsay Lohan has messed up so bad, like, no one's getting away with stuff.
Nobody.
You know? Britney, you know, was the last person. Britney Spears was the last person to, like, go crazy and really...
And get away with stuff.
Get away with it, I think.
But here's the thing, too, that I'm noticing is that, like, even, you know... Her, you know, the she's this, like, I guess, would you consider Paris like a sex goddess or something like that?
She's kind of just like a socialite.
Yeah, and you know, like, you would figure if she was treating the security guard really good, the security guard would
have done a line with her and been like, have fun.
Yeah, and like look the other way. But
clearly she was being divalicious as always.
Yeah, so the security guard was like, you know what? No, fuck that.
Fuck that, and give me your cocaine while we're at it.
I'm taking away your cocaine.
Talk to you later, and he turned around and sold it on the street that night.
Exactly. And this is in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Where cocaine just basically falls.
It's like bottled water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know. So anyways, best of luck to her. We'll definitely keep you posted as to what's going on with that. In other Hollywood news, kind of sad news, actually. Michael Douglas, he is got some cancer problems.
No!
They found a tumor in his throat. And I guess he's definitely been, like, very optimistic about it.
Is Michael Douglas the guy that played the president on The West Wing?
No, Michael Douglas is who's married to, why am I...
Captain Zeta Jones?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
No! Wait, so then his dad is Kirk Douglas.
Exactly. So what? I guess right now they're saying that he's really in, like, fight mode. His rep is saying that he's been, you know, undergoing chemotherapy and radiation treatments, and he's got to do it for the next 8 weeks. He actually, this is something that you guys might want to check out. People magazine actually just did an interview with him on his battle. In the interview, he said, you know, I'm going to beat this. He is scheduled to appear on The Late Show with David Letterman. And, you know, hopefully...
I don't know if this is in your corner, but Zsa Zsa is going through some shit, too.
No, I saw that, too. I was actually going to talk about that. Yeah, I mean,
sorry for fucking
it up. No, it's okay. No, but, you know, it's always one of those things where, you know, we put Hollywood on such a pedestal, and then it's stuff like this when people get sick, when you think of, like, Michael Jackson and now Michael Douglas and you know, Zsa Zsa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people get sick, it, like, brings it back down. Like,
it does.
They're real. Like, they're sick.
Yeah.
You know, there's no fame or anything
fame
that can save cancer. You know, so best of luck. I mean, cancer's hard. I've dealt with cancer in my family. So prayers to Michael Douglas for sure. And then kind of switching it around. I've got some, you know, Dancing with the Stars update.
You know,
you're not really into that.
I'm not,
because you don't have rhythm. You have like 3 left feet.
Oh, rhythm is not even. I'm not even a distant cousin.
I'm surprised
that
you're even, like, good with, like, covering music.
But is Dancing with the Stars even valid anymore?
Heck yeah, they're into their 11th season.
Holy shit! Are you kidding?
11th season, and I want to tell you who is going to be on this next season.
I wish I would have came up with Dancing with the Stars. Imagine how much loot we would have got.
I know. What the hell, like, were we thinking?
Yeah, it's the most easiest concept. I'm going to take some smoking hot, you know, dancers, put them with some, like, hacks.
Some ho-hums,
yeah,
that in Hollywood that everybody wants to see try to dance.
Exactly.
And that's
it. But here's the thing, though. Like, And this is, I think it has devolved because now they had like,
they've
had dancers on there, you know, from boy bands. And it's like, you're taking away the essence that was originally.
Like, yeah, and like Maya just won, but like she was a professional
dancer.
Did
Maya win?
Maya won.
Dude, okay. There is this video.
You're in love with her?
Oh, yeah. My body's like, whoa, that song.
Does it make your body like, whoa?
My pants come off and I get my hand. Oh, I double team left, right. Afterwards, my body is like, whoa.
Like, that was good. That was good. Well, Maya won. This is kind of an interesting lineup. You're not going to guess. I'm just going to tell you.
Just tell me.
Kurt Warner. And Rick Fox.
Rick Fox. What do I mean? No, that
Lakers.
The Lakers.
And
I ran into Rick Fox.
He played for the Celtics and the Lakers.
I ran into Rick Fox real quick. He was at a tennis tournament. And dude, like, I was attracted to him. I was like,
yeah,
wow.
He's a pretty damn good looking guy.
Yeah.
You know what? He's not, it's not even like he's manly attractive. He's almost like pretty.
Yeah. And
it's almost like this weird, pretty, handsome.
Nice hair too. Really nice hair.
Yeah. Are you gay?
No.
I love how.
Do you think I could get him though? I mean,
no, not a chance of hell. But I love how like 10 seconds ago, you're like, wait, who's Rick Fox?
Yeah.
I met him.
Yeah.
He has really great hair. Yeah. So anyways, you know, we're gonna keep you in the loop with everything Dancing with the Stars. Do you think that Rick Fox or Kurt Warner, you think they have any shot into...
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, they're athletes.
Athletics.
You know, so there is kind of that hand-eye coordination that they have. But, I mean, some athletes have gone on there and done really good, like Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith. Well, he was like the final four or something like that, right?
Yeah, he actually was surprisingly, like, really good.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to follow that. If you, if any of you out there listen or, you know, follow Dancing with the Stars and you have an idea as to who you think is going to win the lineup this year, let us know.
Now, here's the thing. With Dancing with the Stars, I met Juliana Huff.
She's not hot.
No, when I met her,
she's not even remotely attractive.
You're just jealous.
No, I'm totally joking. She's totally dating Ryan Seacrest.
This is bullshit. He's like 73 years old,
and he totally like doesn't deserve her.
He doesn't, because you know what?
And
I don't know the guy. The guy could be like a really cool.
But you
guy.
Know what pisses me off about it is like, dude, if I was dating her, I would like be all about telling the world. They like totally like kind of keep it on the wraps. I'm like, dude, fucking come out with it already.
Well, he is like 53 years old and she's like, what, like 21, I think?
Is he really that old?
No, I'm just
I'm like,
wild shot in the dark.
I'm like 53. Okay, and now commercial break as we get sued by Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, exactly.
Seacrest out.
Lawsuit in. You're getting kicked out. Love it.
Oh man, yeah. So
wait, what are we doing? Oh, we're still.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Kylie. What's your name?
Turtle. I like turtles.
Well, you know, it's been a great year, and I'm just happy to be here and doing all the celebrity corner business.
I know. Have you had one like special like celebrity corner that like you've really enjoyed, or like is there a favorite story?
I think the favorite thing that I've enjoyed taunting you with has been the Kardashians.
I know,
and you know what? They're kind of falling out of the limelight for me a little. You know what? I don't really like covering them as much anymore because it's all just like sister drama.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, whatever. So I need to find like a new little niche for the, you know, celebrity corner. But, you know, we're trying to keep you in the loop.
I know when we moved and changed everything, like that was the one thing that I was really sad about was the Kardashian clock.
Yeah.
That Kardashian clock was amazing. I had so many people think if they listened to the show, they would just be like, dude,
the Kardashian clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have to definitely see what we can do. You know, we had that auction and we auctioned off all this stuff for the fans and that guy took it. So.
It all went to charity though.
It did. And we were giving back.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Our pockets. They're like, I'll pay you $10 for the Kardashian clock. Sold.
I'm like, get $10.50. Well, with that said, we wouldn't be here doing what we do if we didn't have amazing fans. And
amazing fans.
That means it's time to give a little bit of love, a little bit of shout outs to our people.
Oh yeah.
And let me see here.
Yeah, who do we got? We got the Hoser. I want to give him a shout out.
Oh my gosh, the Hoser has just been with us every step of the way. He's one of our like super duper fans. Like I will totally let him motorboat me when he sees me.
You know what? We might have to get that on
video.
Film.
We
yeah,
should.
Yeah, Hoser, email us, and we'll try to set that up.
Let's get a little meet and greet. Yeah, yeah. Kearney Payne, she's just a doll face. I know Kearney personally, and she's just fantastic. Julian Crabell. Yeah,
Young Jeezy, by the way. He's
Young Jeezy.
Yeah, dude, he went on Air of the Shell, and he actually left a comment.
That's freaking rad. We okay. love Young
Jeezy. He has a great song right now.
We got Todd Beeler, Lynn Indeck, Gracie the Music Girl,
Liz T,
and Jennifer Hall. And of course, I mean, we get so much love on a daily basis on the website, on Facebook. You know, just keep pushing through. And if you have friends or you're an artist, like, we want to hear from you as we get ready to launch this new worldwide radio station.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
It is.
And I guess it's time for the Demoralizer 3000. The Hoser, Julianne Hough, Ryan Seacrest, New York, Julius C., birthday, Dawson's Creek. As the Demoralizer 3000 computes, I want to say, Kai, thank you so much for being a part of this crazy thing called the End of the Shell Show.
I love you.
And the Demoralizer 3000, you know what? And a happy birthday to the Demoralizer 3000, because that's been like the one thing that has like stuck with me for like...
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, it's not. That's if there's. I will not sell the Demoralizer.
The best part is through all the seasons and all the holidays and everything. I just love watching it get dressed up like today with the little wrap and the little bow on it for the birthday.
Very nice.
I love it.
So, Kai, you'll open up the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
All right. The moral of today's show, according to the Demoralizer 3000, on the second anniversary of EnterTheShell.com is, I quote, "Rest in peace, summer 2010. God knows it had to be one of us."
It's true. It's
true. It happens. We are looking forward to an amazing fall with you. Special, special thanks to Jay from Julius C. for coming on and talking to Turtle and sharing all their beautiful music with us.
Exactly. Check them out on iTunes. You know, their album is not going to be out till late October, sometime in October. But, you know, if you like them, you can get their EP, which is the Don't Want Anybody EP. And we have the links right there on iTunes and Amazon, as well as to
EnterTheShell.com.
Exactly. Yeah. As well as to their Twitter and their Facebook, facebook.com/JuliusCMusic. Go there, check them out, you know, become fans of them. And most importantly, have a great time.
And join the music movement while you're there. Holler.
Love it. Yeah, we just high-fived each other like, fuck yeah, join the music movement. Yes. Oh yeah.
Well, we love you so much. You're the best fans in the whole wide world, and we love hearing from you.
Yeah, and most importantly, you know what? If you want to give us, you know, a present, do this. Tell your friends about us, and then go on iTunes, write us a review.
And then come to the studio and spank me.
Done. Done. Done.
That's it. It's that easy.
Yeah. Kai, you know what? You rarely ever get to say goodbye to everybody, so I'll let you cue us out.
Oh, well, okay. Let's hold hands and do this together. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, just, you know, I do want to give props to Turtle for all of his hard work
into this show. I'm going to fire you right now.
Just because our producers actually paid me extra to say that. However, you are fabulous, and I love that we're, like, shaking our hands up and down as we're holding hands right now.
You better wash your hands afterwards. I'm really sick.
We have a lot of beautiful artists and lots of great music coming up for you in the shows this year from fall and beyond, so we look forward to sharing that with you. And, you know, take her easy, and if she's really easy, take her twice.
We're out of here.
Later.
At the door and down the steps. dreaming of you.